with Zayin Amid Beis, nine lines in the top. Amir Abiyachin and said, Umali Akosiv Aimri. Okay, well, I left out a few words before that. The Pasuk starts, the Gemara starts, Vayavar Hashem Alpana Vayikra. Hashem passed over his face and he called. This we say, Hashem Hashem Karachim Machanun. So Amir Abiyachin and said, Umali Mikroi Kosiv, if the Torah didn't say this Pasuk, Yavshila Amra would be impossible to say it on her own. Why? Melamed, this Pasuk teaches us, what do you mean Hashem passed over? Melamed shenisatav kodesh baruch hu kishliach tzibur. Hashem put on a talis like a chazan. Veher alel meisha say the tefillah. And he showed Meisha Rabbeinu the whole concept of davening. Meaning the order of davening, how appeared, how to daven. Amalei Hashem said to Meisha Rabbeinu, Kol zman she Yisrael chaitim, anytime the Yidin sin, Yasa lefonik ha-seder hazeh, they should do this procedure of davening. Vani meichulam, and I will forgive them. That's what it means. Vayaved Hashem alpanov means Hashem actually demonstrated to Meisha Rabbeinu whenever the Jews are in trouble, this is the way you daven. Hashem, Hashem, kerachum and son. And now the Gemara is going to explain the whole pasuk of Hashem, Hashem, kerachum and chanun. And it says, what does it mean, Hashem, Hashem? What's the double name, Hashem, Hashem? Ani hu kedem sheyachta ha'adam. Hashem says, I am before you sinned, and I am the same Hashem after the person sins, v'yaseh tshuva, and he does tshuva. Meaning, just like before the person sins, I'm close to him. After the person sins and does tshuva, I'm exactly the same way I'm close to him. Then it says, Kerachum v'chanun, Hashem is compassionate and gracious. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Hashem made a covenant concerning the 13 attributes of mercy. They never are returned empty-handed. Meaning, they always have an effect. The 13 attributes of mercy, if you say them, they will always have an effect. Because right afterwards the Pasuk says, I'm making a covenant. And we know what's the meaning of a covenant. Between friends, like we learned many times, when you make a bris between friends, it's not when the things are, that there should be, when things are good, you're going to be friends. Because then you don't need a covenant. When things are good, they're good. The covenant is that even if it won't be good, you're still going to be good. So this is what Hashem made a covenant of the Yud Gam Amidah Sarachmim, that even when you make Hashem angry, it still has its effect. Amr Rabbi Yechanan said, G'delu tshuva, tshuva is great. Shemekraz gzardina shalodim. That it tears apart a person's decree. When a person does tshuva, it rips up the evil decree that Hashem decreed because of the sins. Shanama, where do we see this? Because it says, Hashmein lev ha'amazeh, their hearts became fattened, meaning they became too involved in temptations. Oznav hachbeid, their ears became hard from listening. Ve'ein av hosha, and their eyes started sinning, or they sealed their eyes, meaning they closed their eyes from seeing godliness. Penyere ve'enov, lest they will see with their eyes. Uba'azam v'yishma, and their hearts will hear. Levav ve'yavin, and his hearts will understand. V'shav ve'rafalei. And if you do tshuva, then you'll be healed. That means that if they're going to avoid anything that's going to cause them to be improvement, but the Torah says, if they would improve, then they would be forgiven. What's the Navi telling the Jews? You people are so bad, you don't even want to see to do tshuva. You don't want to even hear to do tshuva. Which means if they would do tshuva, then it would be okay. Everything would be forgiven. So you see that the Gemara says, you see that if a person does tshuva, the gzardin, the evil decrees are all ripped up. The following question. How do you know tshuva helps after the decree has been sealed? Maybe tshuva helps before Hashem seals the decree. Maybe when he's in the process of figuring out if he should make the decree or not, then tshuva helps. How do you know tshuva helps, though, from this pasuk, even after the decree is sealed? So he says, maybe it's speaking only before the judgment has been issued, but how do you know tshuva helps even after judgment has been given? So the pasuk says, It says he'll be healed. What does it mean he'll be healed? What needs to be healing? If you're not sick, you don't need to be healed. If there's no decree, then you don't need to be healed.
The person who has sinned maybe is considered chole.
Well, the Gemara is learning that here we're talking about verofli, the decree becomes healed.
Oh.
That's the way the Gemara is learning. So if you're talking about the decree becoming healed, that means there's already a decree. Because if there's no decree, you don't have to heal it. So, the Gemara answers, Meitzel will ask you a question. This is a question of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rabbi Yochanan just said before that if a person does tshuva, it rips up the evil decree. That's what Rabbi Yochanan just said. So the Gemara says, Meitzel will ask you a question. We learned before in the Gemara that, you know, on Rosh Hashanah you're written in the books. Tzaddikim are written right away. And Rishoyim and Beinanim, so to speak, have until Yom Kippur. That if they do tshuva in the middle, so then they have an opportunity to change the decree. That's what we learned before in the Gemara. So the Maitre will ask you a question. It says, Hashav Bein Tayim, if one repents between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Meichlam Leh, he's forgiven. Leh Shav Bein Tayim, if he didn't do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Afila Hevi Kol Eilin Nevoyah Sheba'ilam. Even if he brought all the kabanis of all the rams of Nevoyus, Nevoyus refers to the choicest, fattiest rams. So the Gemara says, if you do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, fine. If not, even if you brought all the rams, the best rams of the world, as kabanis, ein meichlam, you're not forgiven. So Lecheda, what do you see from here? From here you see that once the decree is sealed on Yom Kippur, it's too late. Because what does the Gemara say? You could do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why? Because by Rosh Hashanah, by Yom Kippur, it's already sealed. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that if you do tshuva, you can rip up the decree. Why can't you do tshuva after Yom Kippur? And here it says you can only do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Leikash, it's not a question. Yochid. The Braise is speaking about a Yochid. Meaning, an individual taka cannot do tshuva after Yom Kippur. Once the gzeda is there, a yachid cannot do tshuva. An individual. This that Rabbi Yochanan says that you could always do tshuva to rip up the decree is speaking b'tzibur. If a tzibur does tshuva.
And everyone in the 10 people does it?
Huh? The whole community.
Like
you have to get the...
Huh?
Communion, right?
What does the communion mean?
A city and a synagogue. I mean, huh?
As in Yom Kippur, everybody's doing it.
No, but the Gemara says, what happens if a person was a Russian was decreed on Yom Kippur that he's no good? Tshuva's not. This would meanwhile, what the Gemara, tshuva's not going to help. But if there was a community that it was sealed on Yom Kippur, that the community should be ill-fated, so then if the community does tshuva, it helps. Why? So Mefarshim explained very simply. To give the mashal that we mentioned many times, if you have a single reed, single straw, you can break it very easily. But when you have a bundle, you can't break the bundle. When there's achdus, when there's community, like, you know, the power of a minyan, you know, a minyan is not 10 individuals. A minyan is a new entity by itself. Understand? So therefore, the Gemara says that the tshuva of a community is so powerful that even after the decree of evil was issued, they couldn't change it.
This is Tachman and Leavor, right?
No, tshuva is not just saying, tshuva means meaning it.
So how can a community, like, if somebody steals, like one steals, one says Lashon Hara and stuff like that, how can you call the community to tshuva work?
You never read these stories about it was decreed in heaven. Yeah, I'm saying about Shem Tov stories. It was decreed on the community to do something, and then the community got together and they did tshuva, whether it was for rain or for whatever it is, and then Hashem accepted the tshuva.
We don't do this thing these days.
Sure they do. Today nobody sins. They don't need to do the tshuva.
But we don't
huh?
You do personal tshuva, right? You don't.
A community also. Where communities don't get gathered together to say Tehillim or to divrei hasadeh, this awakening. Sure they do.
The Tehillim, the community
Tehillim
that includes for community
tshuva. Sure. If they mean it for tshuva, no. A guy could say Ashamnu, Baganu, Gazanu, and I'm going to continue doing it. Right. God can say, Hashem, I'm going to keep sinning. But God, I'm going to keep sinning. That's not tshuva. If a guy says, Ashamnu, I sinned, it's also not tshuva. It depends how you sing it, you know what I mean? A guy says, I sinned, and I'm going to do it again. Another guy says, I sinned? He's saying the same two words, I sinned, right? The question, what does it mean? So we talk about a level of tshuva, that the person means the tshuva and does the tshuva. Today a person should always do tshuva.
Yeah, but we say every hour we judge.
No. That's what the Gemara said before. The Gemara is going to talk more later about it. You judge every hour, you judge every day, you judge once a year, on various levels. In fact, the Gemara is going to discuss this mamash right now. Meitzel, I'm going to ask you a question. It says, concerning the land of Eretz Yisrael, it says, Eine Hashem Elokecha, but the eyes of Hashem are in the beginning, and the land of Eretz Yisrael, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. That's what the Pater says. Meaning, Etam, so all the Pasuk says is God looks at the land. Now, is it good or bad? That the Pasuk doesn't say. All the Pasuk says is Hashem looks at the land. So the Gemara says, Etam L'Teva V'Etam L'Ra. Sometimes Hashem looks good at the land, sometimes it looks bad at the land. All it says, Hashem looks at the land. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, Etam L'Teva Ketzat. What does it mean? Hashem looks sometimes for the good. So he says, Arishahayu Yisrael Rishayim Gemorim Barash Hashanah. What happened that the Yidin in the city, let's say, or in Eretz Yisrael, were bad. And by the time Rosh Hashanah came along, they didn't do tshuva, they're still bad. Upaskulam kshamim mu'atim. And therefore, Hashem decided the Jews are going to get very little rain. I mean, it's an agricultural land. So rain is the biggest bracha. But because the Yidin sinned, the Eibishter said, okay, very little rain. Well, the save chazer b'em, and then during the year, the Yidin did tshuva. So now the question, what does Hashem do? He already ruled on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, little rain. But now the Yidin did tshuva. So he says as follows. Leheisef aleim eifshir. To change it and start adding more rain is impossible. Shekran nigzer gzeir. Hashem decreed already that it's a little rain. So what's going to be? El HaKadosh Baruch Hu meridim bizmanim. What Hashem will do is, He'll bring down maybe a little rain, but exactly in the right time when it's perfect. So Hashem's not changing the decree that He's giving more rain. He's giving the exact amount of rain. But a lot of rain goes to waste, so to speak. So Hashem will make sure that the rain will be the exact amount in the right time.
So the fact is, the rain could be nullified.
Huh?
That you could nullify that.
But that's the question on Rabbi Yechon. That's exactly the Gemara's question. According to Rabbi Yechon, just says he could change the decree. So why can't Hashem change the decree? Here the Brais is saying Hashem doesn't change the decree. Right? And actually so is a community. Right? So this itself is Taka the Gemara's question. But let's see the Brais. Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu meridim bizman. What's Hashem going to do? Hashem is going to bring little rain, but in the exact time. Meaning, on the land exactly which needs it, according to that particular land. Meaning, Hashem will work it out in a way that everything will be exact. That's what it means. Hashem sometimes looks good. Meaning, He makes sure to put the rain in the right place at the right time.
It's bitter.
One sec. Sometimes Hashem looks bad. What does that mean? He says, what happens if the Eden were take tzaddikim on Rosh Hashanah? And therefore, Hashem gave him a lot of rain, because the Eden were good, He decreed, and Rosh Hashanah is going to be a lot of rain. And then the Eden did Avedis. So now what does Hashem do? He can't take away the rain because He already promised the rain. Right? What does He do? Livchis mem yafshad. Hashem can't make reducing rain. Why? Shekvan nigzer gzeira. Hashem already made the gzeira that there's going to be an abundance of rain. So what is? But now the Yidden are bad. So what does Hashem do? Ela kadosh baruch hu meridim shleib bizmanim. Hashem will give you the rain. He'll give you though the wrong time. Al arde shein etzich. He'll give it on the earth, at the land that doesn't even need it. Okay. So the Gemara's question now is like we just said, L'teiva miya, but if l'cheira di yidin. You just said, Rabbi Yechon, that if a community does tshuva, Hashem can even rip up a decree and make a good decree. So it says, L'kere l'gzar dinayu, according to Rabbi Yechon, let him rip up the evil decree of little rain, right? And make more rain.
At tzaddikim,
they
kill yaitzah ha. It's not possible that tzaddikim can zending.
But we don't say that the tzaddikim can change the decree.
The Gemara is not finished with all this yet. The Gemara is just discussing. The Gemara is going through like stages, but the Gemara's answer is shani hasam daf shebahachi. The Gemara answers a very interesting answer. Really, Rabbi Yechin is right that a tziba can rip up the decree. But he says, if Hashem could do it in a way that's good without ripping up the decree, why should Hashem rip up the decree? That's what the Gemara is answering. The Gemara says, Hashem, over here Hashem doesn't have to rip up the decree.
It does better.
Because Hashem could rearrange it in a way that the rain comes down in the exact time.
Modify it.
It's similar to what we learned before, and then obviously it's more in the Gemara later. The Gemara asks a question. A person is judged every day, and yet the Gemara says it's already destined on Rosh Hashanah. How much money are you going to have for the year? So what do you mean you're judged every day? So the Gemara answers a similar concept to what we're learning here. And that is, let's say Rosh Hashanah is decreed, a person is going to make $100,000 for the year. Let's say. Yeah? Now, how the money could be spent, that's a different story. It could be spent on doctor bills. It could be spent on the construction that you have to do to fix things that which are broken, or things like that. Or Hashem can give you the money for all good things. So it's not a contradiction. At Rosh Hashanah, Hashem says you're going to get $100,000. How you spend the money, that you judged every day. How the money is going to come down every day, for what purpose? Medical bills, God forbid, or to be able to go on vacation. That's the difference. I mentioned there was a chassid, passed away already. His name is Rabbi Lezer Nanis. He's a Jew that lived through Siberia for many, many years. And because of everything else, when he came to America, he finally got out of Russia, came to America, he had terrible problems with his feet. Mamish, terrible problems with his feet. So he came to New York, he went to the specialists in New York. This is a Russian Jew, didn't have a lot of money. Just came from Russia. Anyway, the doctor gave him with the discount, it was a pretty big bill. So he's thinking to himself, maybe he should fight with the doctor to get a reduction on the bill. You know, then he decided, you know, it doesn't pay. Why doesn't it pay? He said, because in Rosh Hashanah is destined how much money I'm going to spend on doctor bills. So let's say he's destined to have to spend $10,000 a year on doctor bills. It's destined anyway to spend $10,000. If I only spend $5,000 now, I'm going to have to go again to the doctor. Let me give him the $10,000 now and finish with my bills. Finish with my bills for the year. If that's what I have to spend, let me pay it off now already and finish.
That's true with the attorneys.
Attorneys also.
They end up paying it, just pay it.
Just pay it and get rid of it. What?
Is that also true, I think, from Kuntras of mine, that it could be, what's destined to you, it could be stay beruchnis, chesed beruchnis. So we're asking, it should become a gashmis.
There's a lot of answers to the question, but I'm saying this, the simple answer, which is also brought down in Chassidus, that how the money will be spent is one thing, and how much money you're going to have is something else. And the same thing over here. The Gemara's question is, if Rabbi Yechanan says he could change a tzibur, could change a gzadin, so why does it say if the tzibur was bad? And Hashem decreed a little bit of rain. So it says Hashem doesn't rip up the decree and add rain. The Gemara says Hashem can't rip up the decree and he just makes the right rain in the right time. Why can't the Kondra Biechon be able to rip up the decree? The Gemara says you're right, he really could. But he doesn't have to. Why should he rip up the decree?
But Rabbi, Hashem already makes a decree, rips up the decree and modifies it all at the same time. Already done.
You mean didn't Hashem know beforehand that it's going to happen? So why is he making the decree to begin with?
So it's already when he's doing it, he's already doing it at the point where it's some assumption that they've already are going to
Hashem did it, Hashem knows what he's doing, and if past, present, future happened already and the decree is ripped up before it was written, and you know the whole thing. But what Hashem wants is, he says, listen guys, there's a decree against you. Why? Because Hashem wants the person to do tshuva. You think Hashem wants to make the bad decrees. But sometimes, like with your kids, you threaten them, okay, until this happens, you're not going anywhere. And the parent knows, with that thing, the kid's going to taka do it. Yeah? But if you don't tell him, you better do it or else you're not going, the kid will never do it. So this is what the plan is. This is the part of the system. You tell the kid, okay, you don't clean up your room, you're not going to the whatever. Yeah? The parent knows the kid's going to clean up the room because he's going to want to go. But if you didn't threaten them like that, it's not going to happen. And many times, if Hashem doesn't make decrees, the Jews don't listen. If Hashem doesn't stop the rain, yeah? So that's not good. Why should the Jews wake up? Hashem stops the rain, he gives a little push over there, you know, and then the Jews do tshuva. Does Hashem know that's going to happen? Yeah, but Hashem gives it the opportunity to do it. Okay, now the Gemara says another question on Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Yechonin said a statement that a tzibur is able to change and alter an evil decree. So it says, Toshma, come, I'll ask you a question. Yerdi Ayam Ba'aniyas, you say this in Heidu, Friday afternoon. Yerdi Ayam Ba'aniyas, the people that go down to the ocean in ships. Eisim Malach B'mayim Rabbim, the ones that do work in the great waters. Heimero Maisi Hashem. They have seen the deeds of Hashem, meaning the wonders of Hashem on the sea. See a lot of wonders of Hashem in the sea. And then the Pasuk says, Vayim, and he spoke, Vayamid Ruach Sa'ara, he raised a stormy wind, Vatereimim Galov, and the waves became lifted. Right, what happened? Hashem makes a storm at sea, and the waves start going flying high, and the people in the boat start davening. You know? Vayitzakol Hashem Batzalem, and then they cry out to Hashem in their distress. Okay? Yared l'Hashem Chazdei. And let's give thanks to Hashem for His kindness, meaning, Asalem Simonis and Tilim, it says, there's a sign between the verses. It's not in our Tilim, but in certain old versions of the Tilim, there was like a backwards nun or whatever. And he says, Ba'ak ka'akim ve'rakim shebeteira, like as if it would say, but and only, Mlemalach to tell you. Tzaku kedim gzardin. This is what the Braisa says. That if the guys on the boat scream before Hashem seals the decree or before Hashem makes the decree, Nanim, they're answered. Tzokulach gzardin, but if they cry out after the decree is made, ain't Nanim, they're not answered. So what does the Pasuk say? That the guys who were in the sea, when Hashem wants to get a little action going, He makes massive waves, He gets the people to daven, and the Braisa says that if they call out before the decree, Hashem answers them. After the decree, Hashem doesn't answer them. Right? Now, you're not talking about boats where one person had a rowboat. You're talking about the big ships that they had 30, 40 people working on the boat. So what do you see from here? That L'chaida, there's a community, the boat community, and yes, it says that after the Gzardin, they can't cry out. They're not answered. And but Rabbi Yechonin said that at Tzibur, after the decree, you can still change it. And here it says the guys in the boat can't. So the Gemara answers, these people are also individuals. It's not a community, they're like individuals. So the Mefarshim explain, why is it? He says, the Ritva explains that it's not a community on a boat. People from different families, from different communities or different families, go on the boat. So therefore, it's not a collective davening, that they're all davening for the same purpose. Yeah, they're davening to be saved, but they're not davening as a community. They're davening as individuals.
Saint Eden is a tzibur.
Yeah, but it's only each member is worried about everybody else rather than only themselves.
That's how it is here. You're getting crushed by the waves. You can't forgive one and not forgive the others.
You can do that.
What?
How could God forgive one person and not the others? The ship is going to go under water.
Do you know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says, Shmuel, the famous Shmuel of the Gemara, only went on a boat where there are Jews and Goyim together. He never went on an all-Goyim boat or all-Jewish boat. Why? He said, God can't be angry at the Jews and the Goyim at the same time. So he felt more safe traveling on a boat where there are Jews and Goyim, because if it's a Jewish boat and Hashem's angry at the Jews, he can make problems. If it's all Goyim... So the way it says, I think it's pretty sure Shmuel. Shmuel traveled on a boat where the Yidden and Goyim together. He said, now I'm safe. God can't be angry at both at the same time. But the Gemara basically answers that a boat is considered individuals rather than community. But a community taka could rip up the decree. Then the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll ask you another question. It says, Shala Beluria Gieris is Ram Gamliel. Beluria the Gieris, she was converted. Beluria, the convert Beluria asked Ram Gamliel. She said, Ksiv Besirashim. She asked him a contradiction. It says in your Torah, Ashalayis upon him, that God doesn't show favor. You know, God treats everybody equally. Unksev, and yet another pasuk, Yis Hashem panav elach, Hashem will show favor to you. One pasuk says Hashem doesn't show favor, and the next pasuk says Hashem will show favor. So the Gemara says, Nitpa bo la Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin. So Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin answered her, even though she asked a question to Ram Gamliel, but Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin answered. B'chal the Mefarshim say, that L'cha'eda, why did she say that to Ram Gamliel? It says in your Torah. If she was a convert, it's her our Torah. Why is it Ksiv b'Torashchem? It says in your Torah. So the Mefarshim answered, she asked the question before she converted. Because after she converted, it's our Torah. I mean, if a ger says your Torah, obviously they're not a sincere ger. Mm-hmm. So it means that whatever. So Rabbi Yisrael Kain answered her. What's the Amar Lo? He said to her the following. I'll give you a marshal to answer your question. A person who holds a claim of, let's say, $100 against his friend. And they set aside a time to stand in judgment in front of the king. Meaning, Reuven owed Shimon $100. Shimon had a set date to bring Reuven to Bez, to the court, to the king. And the person in debt swore in the life of the king that he's going to repay him. He's going to repay him. He gives man vele paray, and the time came that he didn't pay him. He came to appease the king. Why? Because he swore in the king's name that he's going to pay the money. And he didn't pay the money, so he's embarrassing the king. Amalei, so the king says to him, Albani, my embarrassment, Mochalach is forgiven. The king says, you know, my respect is forgiven. But, Leich Fayez is Chavercha. Go appease your friend, though. You defaulted on the loan. Go to him. What do you want from me? The king says, I forgive you, but to get forgiveness from the other guy. So the same thing, Hachanami, this is what he says. This is what the Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin answered this, the Giedis. Meaning, when Hashem says Hashem shows favor to you, that is Averis bein Adam Lamokim. Averis between man and God, God can say, you know what, I'll forgive you. Here is speaking Averis bein Adam Lachaveri. And Hashem says, that's why the Gemara says, and Shulchan Aruch says, Averis between man to man, Yom Kippur can't forgive you. Until you get forgiveness from your friend. And this is the mashal that the Gemara is giving. The person, Hashem says, listen, I forgive you, but if he doesn't forgive you, what do you want from me? I can't help you. So he says,
and the Lashon Hara is never get forgive.
Well,
the Lashon Hara
can get forgiveness.
Why? Huh, Rabbi? Can get forgive or not?
What?
The Lashon Hara.
You get forgiveness for whatever you want. If the price is right, no problem. No, the price of tshuva.
If you tell the guy you have done Lashon Hara behind his back and you want his forgiveness, don't you get forgiven?
If he forgives you, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's, the guy says no, you got to pay him a few bucks, you know. At Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came. So this is the way Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin answered the question, so to speak. At Shabbat Rabbi Akiva v'limud. And the Torah Rabbi Kiva answered the following. Okay, now what did Rabbi Kiva answer? Rabbi Kiva answered the contradiction in a different way. Rabbi Yisi HaKoyin said one is between Adam LaChaveire and one is between Adam LaMokim. Rabbi Kiva answered, Kam Kedem Gzardin, when can Hashem show favor to you? Before the decree. Kan La'achet Gzardin, and what is after the decree? L'cheira, the question is, and this is the question of the Brais and Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Tshuva can undo a decree. Here it says, Rabbi Kiva says not. It only can help before the decree was written. So the Gemara answers, Ochanam be Yochad. The Brais also speaks by a Yochad. When Rabbi Kiva says, after Gzar Din, you can't get forgiveness, that's speaking by an individual. Rabbi Yechanan, though, is speaking by a community. A community could do tshuva. That's what the Gemara is saying. Tesis over here brings down the very interesting Gemara, because the Malachim said, the Malachim asked a question to Hashem. They asked this contradiction to God. He said, how, God, do you find favor? How do you, are you biased to the Jews? When the Torah says, Ashalayis upon him, that God does not find favor, and you always find favor to the Jews. So Hashem said to them, the Gemara says in Brachas, Hashem answered the Malachim, he said, I shouldn't. I tell them they only have to make a bracha when they get full, and the Jews eat a little kazayas, they already make a bracha, thanking me. So I tell me I shouldn't be favorable to them. So that's also true, because this, that Hashem finds favor even to the Jews, is only before the Gzar Din, but not afterwards. And that's if it's a tzibur.
That's a final decision?
Huh?
That's
yeah.
The final decision?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Chavai, when we say always that the tzaddik can change the gzera,
a tzaddik can do whatever he wants.
So, if call Israel tzaddikim?
No, we're not. We're talking about a tzaddik changes exactly. We're talking about a real tzaddik, not the.
We're not fake tzaddik.
Not the fake ones.
You call them
not tzaddik. The fake tzaddikim.
You call them tzaddik.
Vamech call them tzaddikim, but we're talking about. A tzaddik of a to change a gzar din, you need a real one.
Tzaddik
of a fake one.
No, but listen, even tzaddikim, when the Baal Shem Tov decreed that a couple should have children, and it was a decree that they can't have children. Yeah.
Yeah, but you bring them a change.
And because of that, the Baal Shem Tov lost his chilek in olam haba. Okay, tzaddik goes by Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Tzaddik, they basically call the shots. They don't always. I mean, they do it when they feel they have the ability to do it. I know I have a relative that didn't have children for many years. This is what I heard. They went into the Rebbe for a bracha for children. The Rebbe gave him a bracha. He said to the Rebbe, I don't want a bracha, I want a promise. Uh-huh. He said to the Rebbe, I don't want a bracha, I want a promise. The Rebbe promised me he had a kid.
Have you seen?
Yeah, but yeah, that's only if it got you catch it at the right time. Sometimes it could backfire. To know where.
Yeah, know if they know how to deal with it.
So an individual can get forgiven after Yom Kippur?
Now, the Gemara is going to discuss that even that, whether an individual could be overturned, is an argument of Tanoim. That's what the Gemara is going to say now. So it's not so simple. The Gemara is going in stages. The Gemara is discussing the various different things. Obviously, tshuva is harder for an individual. It's harder tshuva for an individual than for a tzibur, but even an individual could do it.
Yeah. But we see the tshuva is higher than the Torah.
Yeah.
So?
But it might be you need a higher level of tshuva.
Whatever.
A guy could say, I'm sorry. That's a certain level of tshuva. It's not a high level of tshuva.
Yeah, but it depends his sin.
It depends the sin. It depends how much shuvah he is. It depends who the person is. For a greater person, a little sin is very bad. For a little person, a great sin is not so bad. I mean, it depends. It's all relative. So the Gemara asks now, Ugzar din the yachid, and now the Gemara doesn't ask. The Gemara says, Ugzar din the yachid, even the Ugzar din of a yachid, whether an individual could be overturned through tshuva, is also machlekas of tanoim. Why? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Hoya Rav Meir Emer. Rav Meir said, Shnaim Shalul Lamita, two people became sick. Lamita is an expression, became very sick. V'chol Yav Shove, and the illness is identical illness between the two. V'chein Shnaim Shalul Lagardim Lidin, two suspects entered a court to be for a judgment in an individual case. And we find Zeh Yorad V'zeh Lo Yorad. One guy recovers and one guy doesn't recover. Look, it's identical illness. Right? Zeh Nitzel V'zeh Lo Nitzel. One was spared and one wasn't spared. Mipnei Mazeh Yorad V'zeh Lo Yorad. So the Rabbi Meir says, why is it that two people, one was became healthy and one didn't? One was saved from the criminal court case that the guy slandered against him and one not. He says, Zehispalov, and then this one davened and got answered. Zehispalov, Alainan, and this one davened and didn't become answered. Okay? In fact, I heard a story, like a Friday night. Get the story straight. There was a guy that went a Miftsoim, a Shliach went a Miftsoim in Eretz Yisrael, and he came to a guy, and he asked the guy to put on tefillin. And the guy said, I will only put on tefillin if you promise me I will have a child. I'll put on tefillin every day if you promise me I'll have a child. Pearl, Shliach thought for a minute, and he said, okay.
Shliach?
So the Shliach, this is the way to say it goes. The Shliach took the next plane to New York, went into Yechidus, and said to the Rebbe, I need your help. I promised this person a kid. Anyway, so this is the way he heard the story. So the Rebbe became very serious. He became very serious, and he said, okay, but don't do it again. don't do this again. But there's another interesting story. I got this story. I read. I told it over Friday at my table. There was a maaser with a certain rebbele in a certain community was very big in the midst of Esrig. Very big in the midst of Esrig and the Arba Minim Esrig and Luluf. And he would send every year a shluchim to go out to find the most beautiful Esrig. No matter what the cost was, that was his mitzvah, you know. So one time, he sent out a group of shluchim to find Esrig. He came back empty-handed. It was early Rosh Hashanah. It was like 15 days to Sukkot. So finally, right before Rosh Hashanah, they saw the Rebbe was very upset, the Rebbe in the city. So they said, two shluchim went out, and they said, okay, they're going to try. They heard that in the city, 5-day trip away, there's a gvir that has a beautiful esrig. And they said, let's try it. We'll go to him and try to explain to him that our Rebbe needs an esrig. Because the whole city benched on that. It wasn't only the Rebbe. The Rebbe had one esrig that everybody benched on. So they went on this trip for 5 days. They get off the wagon. They right away go into the gvir. And they see his esrig is gorgeous. And they say, we want to buy your esrig. We have a Rebbe in the city. And we need the esrig. And this is his pet mitzvah. And there's no problem of money. And so he says, I also love the mitzvah of esrig. Why should I give you my esrig, you know? So they were very upset. They said they're not getting anywhere with him. They said, okay, they have to go back for Yom Kippur to be back. It's almost Yom Kippur. So they go on the wagon to start going back. And the gvir calls him back and says, you know what? I thought it over. I'm giving you the esrig on one condition. Money is not an issue. I don't need money. He says, we're older people. We don't have any children. I'm giving your Rebbe the esrig on the condition that I have a child by the end of the year. But if not, the condition is not met, which means I never gave you the esrig, because if you don't meet the condition, the deal is off. And therefore, your Rebbe didn't do the esrig, and the community didn't do, and they all said brachas in vain. Take it or leave it, that's my deal. That's my deal. So the Chassidim were at a loss. I mean, how can they speak for the Rebbe? What did they do? So the Chassid said, when he thought it over, he said, it's a deal. He had no brain. There was no other esrig anyway. So he said, what the heck? You know, let's go for it. So they come back to the Rebbe, and they show the Rebbe the beautiful esrig. And the Rebbe looks at it, and he sees his taki. He never had such an esrig before in his life. It was mamish gorgeous. But he sees that the Chassidim are a little depressed. She turns to him and says, why are you depressed? Look at the simcha, we have a beautiful esrig. So he said, well, there's strings attached. This is Erev Yom Kippur. They came back to the Rebbe. Mamish Erev Yom Kippur in the afternoon, they got back. And they say to the Rebbe that there's a condition. Either the guy has a baby in the year or else it's all off. So, you know, we have to make up our mind. You have to make up your mind. So the story is that Rebbe, I don't know his name, became very serious, and he said, it's a deal. and the city kept the Esrig, they benched on the Esrig, and the city forgot about it. I mean, the next year, right before Rosh Hashanah, an expensive carriage pulls up in front of the Rav's house, and a person gets out of the wagon, and he comes to the Rav, and he says, remember you bought an Esrig last year on a condition? So Baruch Hashem, the condition was met. My boss had a baby boy a little while ago, and he's sending you an Esrig, another beautiful Esrig, as a gift for Rosh Hashanah. No conditions, no strings attached. And every year, right before Rosh Hashanah, a carriage came and brought Rav this beautiful Esrig. One year, a number of years later, a handsome kid comes off the carriage with the Esrig. And he comes to the Rav, and he says to the Rav, I am the Esrig baby. I was born because of the bracha you gave, because of the Esrig. And the kid stayed with this Rav, and he became a big, great Jew.